Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The Brain Massage Show releases truth antibodies in the brain that attack and destroy liberal lies. Devil be there. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. A little wisdom from Solomon there, Proverbs 28:1. They hear the footfall of truth getting louder behind them. They feel the hot breath of judgment upon their necks. They are weakening under the pressure as the clouds of justice gather over their heads. The truth is marching on. You know, we beat the Nazis this day, May 7, 1945, the day I prepare the brain massage show. And then we declared VE Day, May 8th. 76 years later, we're fighting the Nazis again. Only this time we're fighting them from within. Voter ID laws threaten the corporate commies. I wonder why. I've got to provide an update on the Arizona front and our war against the Nazification of America. And really, what's this mask thing all about anyway? Clearly, it's not about protecting anyone from COVID. Biden proves that every time he visits indoors with 90-year-olds without a mask and then dutifully slaps it on as soon as he steps outside. Have you seen that photo? Is that photoshopped or what? Vaccines. Why the push? Why the vigorous push to jab the herd? And why did WHO, the World Health Organization, quietly change the definition of herd immunity? Bizarre stuff going down around the world. The coming collapse of Deep State International. Macron in France is wobbling. Merkel in Germany. Trudeau in Canada all wobbling. The wheels of Deep State International are coming off. Bill and Melinda Gates parting ways, and he asked for privacy. All right. What if they had a little fuss over whether or not he should release the formulas for his vaccines to the poor and the downtrodden? California Governor Newsom to release 63,000 felons, and among them violent criminals, onto our streets, into our neighborhoods, in order to make the prisons safe. I kid you not, okay, my friends. It is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
We beat the Nazis May 7, 1945, 76 years ago, declared VE Day May 8th. Now we're fighting the Nazis again, only this time we're fighting them from within. Everything the left is doing right now follows the Nazi playbook. I mean, it's like the spirit of Hitler has risen from hell and invaded Newsom, Whitmer, Cuomo, Wolf, and the rest. I mean, really, the entire Democrat Party leadership today. The left is operating like Hitler, the original white supremacist, by the way. This whole defend the police movement, it's about centralizing and federalizing the police so they can marshal the police force to enforce their federal control over every aspect of our lives. The decentralization of power in this country is the only thing giving us any room to breathe right now at all. The mask and distancing thing, that's a bunch of nonsense. It's about controlling the population and conditioning us to get accustomed to having government control our movements. The mask is a symbol of subservience to the government. It's like the Jews being forced to wear their yellow armband. It demonstrates a willingness to comply with Hitler's weaponizing the government against private citizens. Giuliani, Stone, and of course Trump. Exactly what Hitler did with his Gestapo. Militarizing thugs and criminals. Yeah, that's what Hitler did. And we're bringing in gang members like MS-13 across the border, secretly organizing their own counter-militia, a veritable army with BLM and Antifa. And others, and we know they are organized into local and district nodes. Ray let that out of the bag, and we've got good reason to believe they're being led from higher up and that they are being armed by probably Soros and traitors within our government using the medical establishment. Remember, Hitler used the medical establishment to control the population and to kill undesirables. I heard a chilling whistleblower report coming out of England, from Scotland specifically, explaining that the medical higher-ups know the jabs are not safe and that they will result in many deaths. Well, what are we to make of such reports when our own government is obviously encouraging the violation of the Nuremberg protocols? Yeah, compelling American citizens to take a shot without informed consent. Pushing a vaccine on us to protect us from a disease from which 99.99% of the population recovers, and then 94% of those considered vulnerable beat it, and for which we know there are effective therapeutics. You know, what can be the reason that they are pushing so hard to get everyone to take a vaccine that is, obviously, unnecessary and experimental? Well, then there's the trick of isolating certain segments of the population to the, to become the focus or the butt of everyone's anger and hatred. I mentioned the mask thing earlier. It's a way of demonstrating implicit trust in der Führer. It shows submission to the Jobama Reich. It shows submission to the CCP. There's no science supporting it. The declarations of scientists are not science. Actual studies, controlled trials, with documented results that are peer-reviewed and replicated. Well, that's the stuff of science. And no such RCTs, and there have been many. None of them have proved masks are an effective public strategy for controlling the spread of a virus. Social distancing is another ruse. All studies before the CCP took over our country, all Western science, showed repeatedly in study after study after study that neither social distancing and masks are an effective public policy for controlling the spread of a virus. But since we came under the oppression of the CCP dictators, science is no longer the ruling paradigm in America. What rules is what the government wants. The government, all-knowing, omnipresent, and omnipotent. The government supplants God. But I have news for you, CCP. You're about to get kicked out. You're going to go down and join the other regimes like your own on the ash heap of history. Thank you, Mr. Reagan. Lee Dundas is an American attorney whose parents survived the Nazi Holocaust in her neck of the woods. It was called the Romani Holocaust. Her life work is fighting for children abused by sex traffickers. She wrote a book, The Second Holocaust. In it, she brings out some very interesting information. Hitler gave out free radios to everyone. Did you know that? Yeah, and then he began flooding them with propaganda. When he got power, he began outlawing any broadcasts over the radio that challenged his policies. You know, that challenged the government narrative. And then he started executing, killing people who broadcast anything that opposed the national message. The CIA, a while back, recruited some folks to develop free social networking platforms to give everybody free access. And then controlling the platforms, they begin deciding what is and what is not allowable. They start controlling what you can see and what you can hear and what you can say. First, it's, fact checkers who are government subservient, serving the party line, the government narrative. Then they start vilifying any speech that threatens their control of the narrative. And then they start enforcing their will against any voice that speaks contrary to the accepted speech. And they deplatform and punish. For this can only happen when we the people have lost their crown and it's been taken up by the government. Did you know that the CIA actually created the expression conspiracy theory? Yeah, that's right. Recently, documents have been released detailing an operation launched by the CIA to use what they call cutouts, corporations that they control, and use to spy on Americans and infiltrate groups that they have targeted as subversive to their interests. That is the interests of the government that our founders taught us to, rein in. The RAND Corp used to be called the H.G. Rand Foundation. The CIA infiltrated this foundation back in the period from 1957 to 1962, we learn. It's all documented. It's all come out now. They were involved in experiments with LSD, hoping they could create a man they could totally control and make him president. You know, the Manchurian thing. When JFK was assassinated, the CIA cooked up the scheme to label any voice that tried to bring attention to this as a conspiracy theory. And then they used propaganda to establish, firmly entrench in our culture, the expression in American parlance, and use it to ridicule anyone who tried to expose what they were up to. Even going so far as to create red herring theories, you know, really bizarre and obviously ridiculous things, as diversions from those revelations that get a little too close to the truth for their own comfort. Well, they're using these methods right now. All of it, my friend. Get this, the Third Reich closed all non-essential businesses. Did you know that? The very first thing Hitler did was close all non-essential businesses in order to consolidate his power. And then they allowed businesses to open that surrendered to the power of the state and agreed to become operatives for the implementation of state policy. Next, he closed all schools and churches. He reorganized the schools to teach Nazi ideology, established his brown shirts, and only allowed churches to operate under state license and control. They've been using in our schools curriculum to undermine our American faith and heritage for decades here in this country, and now they want to implement critical race theory that essentially says America is systemically racist and all institutions in America are white institutions and they must be brought down. I already mentioned their effort to introduce in California schools the curriculum that teaches our children the Christian faith is racist, that it is white man's religion, that the children should be taught to chant to Aztec gods, you know, the gods that required the sacrifice of women and children and slaves. Yeah. Christianity is not white man's religion. Jesus Christ was Jewish, for heaven's sake. All the first church were Jewish. And Christianity is very specifically for all men and all people and all tongues. After this, Hitler started marking and labeling people into classes and categories and started demonizing certain groups and began using propaganda to create antipathy toward the worthless eaters. You know, soon these outcasts began disappearing, relocating them for their own good, you know, herding them into camps. And government doctors took advantage of this opportunity to conduct experiments on these people. And finally, Hitler introduced the final solution. And so they began herding these people into acid showers. Well, that would never happen here. That's what the Germans said. Admit it. See it. Remember what Reagan told us. Don't be afraid to see what is in front of you. We're watching the same progression in America, particularly in the blue states. The Jews and others who were ostracized as enemies of the Reich went along with all this. They succumbed to it. One thing history teaches us is that when you surrender your inalienable rights to the devil for fear he's going to hurt you, well, that only makes it easier for him to hurt you. Sadly, I heard a Jewish historian say this. Sadly, the Jews did not resist. They went along with all this. This Holocaust survivor chastised the failure of the Jewish men to stand up to these Nazis. Never again. You've heard me say this many times. The time to stand against all of this is now, while you still have some power and some voice remaining. So what do, you say? Well, here's one example in Utah. The Granite School District, I understand, had a board meeting, and they were met with a chamber filled with angry parents chanting, "No more masks, no more masks, no more masks." You ought to see the video. It's inspiring. The board folded, resigned, went home. The parents elected a new board and voted, "No more masks." Friend, assert your liberties, assert your authority. In the day of Judah's fall, Jeremiah lamented that the crown has fallen from our head. Lamentations 5:16. Friend, in America, we the people is the king, not government. They serve us. We are not their slaves. We have the crown. We decide who governs. Assert your authority. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal, To release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart, the skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Go to GodsWar2020.com. God's people face a critical battle for America. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march. An enemy that is presently working to steal from us our liberties. Voter ID laws apparently threaten corporate communists. American Airlines, Delta, Patagonia, and others. All of them large corporations, you know. They've all come out and shown their true colors, and they're not red, white, and blue, my friend. They are threatened by fair elections because now they can no longer put in power those they can control. The people will put in power those that are under the control of we the people. In Texas, American Airlines, Patagonia, and the other national and international corporate communists are angry that Texas governor has signed the voter reform bill that protects voter integrity. The lieutenant governor came out on Fox and chastised these corporate communists and challenged them to debate him anytime. He brought out that none of the local businesses object to this, only the large corporate big shots, you know. And second, the idea that Texas law hinders voter turnout is bogus. He pointed out that these laws in Texas have increased voter turnout in the past. In other words, when the people have confidence that their vote actually matters, well, then they're encouraged to come out and vote. My friend, the dirty little secret is, the greatest voter suppression game in town is voter fraud. You got to provide an update on the Arizona front in our war against the Nazification of America, so let's take a look at that quickly. Friend, here's what we already know going into the audit. We know that in Arizona, the Biden victory margin was only 10,457 votes, so keep that in mind. We know that absentee ballots cast from addresses other than where voters legally reside were 19,997. And absentee ballots cast that were returned on or before the postmark date, 22,903. Mail-in ballots cast by voters registered after the registration deadline, 150,000. Now, you don't think we should remove these ballots from the vote? You see, there is a reason that we have election laws. It is to protect the election from being stolen by fraud and being vulnerable to fraud. So let's look at this and see if, in fact, it's true that all these mail-in ballots were legitimate votes. Did someone take advantage of the known vulnerabilities of mail-in ballots that both Democrats and Republicans expressed concern about only a little while back? About 2016, as early as that. Were there ballots that were called mail-in ballots that in fact were never mailed? Think about what we're saying here. It's interesting that we're not even asking the state there in Arizona or these other so-called battleground states to arbitrarily remove all these ballots that were actually illegally counted, you see. And of course, that would actually be the right thing to do. That would be compliance with, well, the law, you know, by right and by law, those ballots should be discounted immediately. But what we're asking for right now is whether there were any mail-in ballots that were actually never mailed, but created by fraud and added to the count. you know, like the old style of stuffing the ballot box, only a new version of it. And were there ballots that were filled in by a machine and not by a person? And does the tabulation of the physical ballots actually match the machine tabulations? And we're not even talking about the foreign interference issue at this point. Now, that's an important matter, but it is important, it's vital that we address the domestic fraud first. You see, in truth, the foreign interference issue could have become a kind of diversion that could have hid the massive domestic fraud that's been going on for a long time and leave us continually vulnerable to this hijacking of our elections. So stealing from the people their right of consent is, that's a crime that ought to be punishable by the death penalty. That's how strongly I feel about this. They are stealing, if it's done with conspiracy, they are stealing our consent, taking us under the power of others without our consent. I mean, one of the fundamental doctrines of our republic is the ideal of the consent of the governed. Biden and the Democrats have stolen our right of consent, and we're going to take it back. You can't have our crown. We do not cast our crown at your feet. And you, I'm speaking rhetorically, you know, we at the feet of Jesus only, but at the feet of no man, no king but Christ. Anyway, the preliminary audit numbers are coming out and they are stunning. It's even worse than we thought. Now, please keep in mind, this is preliminary. It's not official. But the word on the street is that the audit team believes they have identified as many as close to 950,000 votes that are invalid. And that the vast majority of these invalid votes were for Biden. And of course, that turns the Arizona election on its head and screams foul. The bad guys are fighting back, of course. You know, the truth keeps landing jab after jab after jab, tagging the jaw of the liars over and over, bloodying their nose and blackening their little eyes and backing them up. But they're swinging wildly at this point. You probably already know Hillary's firm, Perkins Coie, were hired by, and I wonder who. It would be interesting to discover who is funding all of this. Soros? Gates? Some of these communist corporations? And maybe a little American airline money in there? They sent over 100 lawyers into Maricopa to do all they could do to stop the audit, intimidating auditors. You know, as they would leave home, they would find some officious-looking fellow or fella taking down their license plate numbers in their full view and on purpose to intimidate them. We know who you are, you know. We know where you live. At the same time, they're mounting a legal attack, which has so far failed. They called on Biden to send in the DOJ, you know, send in the cavalry. The DOJ seems much more responsive to Biden than they were to Trump. I wonder, just how deep is this swamp? Now, I understand there are about 1,000 lawyers sharking the waters of Maricopa County. And their argument is that giving the ballots to these independent auditors violated federal law, which requires the ballots to be in the custody of election officials for 22 months. That the ballots are now exposed to be manipulated, destroyed, and so on. According to federal law, the federal government has no standing here. Elections are run by each state. According to the Constitution, the state Senate determines the rules that govern elections in each state. The state Senate of Arizona called for this audit and hired this company to conduct it. The election officials are tasked to maintain these ballots for the purpose of audits. So they did their job, right? Albeit unwillingly, kicking and screaming all the way. And when they finally were compelled to release the material to the Senate, well, the Senate then appointed these auditors, and they certainly have the authority to do so. Besides, if the rule is that the electors must maintain immediate supervision of the ballots at all times, isn't it interesting that, in fact, these electors turned the entire election over to Dominion? Yeah, the election officials there in that county did not even have access to any of it throughout. They didn't have the passcodes or anything. Here's a picture of the Dominion servers with the external hard drives sitting on a rack, and these hard drives contained all the election data. Well, these hard drives were handled by Dominion employees, and these hard drives were removed from the premises to a quote-unquote safe location, and then returned. So the election officials turned over to Dominion full control of the election. And God only knows, and of course those who perpetrated this business, what they did with those hard drives, because the election officials sure didn't know. And according to the rule that the DOJ are trying to use right now, these election officials compromised the entire election by turning it all over to Dominion. And so, you see, therefore, the whole thing should be thrown out, right? If you're going to argue that the audit must be thrown out because the corrupt election officials did not conduct the audit, well, then we ought to throw out the entire election in Arizona because the election officials appointed to do so did not conduct the election. If this is the best the DOJ has, it's not going to work. There is one possible problem, and that is if the court is corrupt and overrules the law. You see, because law seems to be of little or no concern to these people, except how they might manipulate it to get their will. So we could end up with a fight here. You know, pray Judge Martin will have so many eyes watching her, and that, well, she'll feel the eye of God bearing down upon her. We're confident all she can do is delay the inevitable anyway, but we need this to be done. You know, we need the jabbing of truth to the head of this devil to continue till finally the haymaker can be landed upon that jaw, and that will take it down to the mat for the full count. Social media is weighing in already, laying down a cover story that, you know, you cannot trust the audit before it's even presented. So we can trust their interference with the vote, the sudden shutdown of counting, the restart, you know, that whole bit that we already know about. We're supposed to just close our eyes to all that and walk away from it, right? So they restart counting without observers, right? So we're supposed to trust that. But we can't trust an audit that was done in full view of the American public on camera 24/7. I gotta go. Hey, Pastor Gwen. We the people wear the crown in this country, not the political elites. They are making a grab for it. Well, they're trying to subjugate the people. Friend, don't lay your crown down at their feet. Christian, we lay our crown at Jesus' feet and no other. Jesus did not call us sheep because he considers us dumb. Well, that's a ruse the world uses. He calls us sheep because we hear his voice and follow him, not them. We are his sheep, not theirs. He is the only sacrificial lamb. He arose, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He declared all power, exousia, is given to him in heaven and in earth. He commissioned us, kings and priests unto God in the earth today, translated us into his kingdom. And in case you haven't caught on, his kingdom rules over all the kingdoms of this world today. I declare to Biden, Newsom, Cuomo, Whitmer, all the little tin-horn dictators strutting about, proclaiming themselves little gods and denigrating the faith of those who follow the King Jesus Christ. We the people wear the crown in this one nation under God. Bow your knee to Jesus, kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 and leave me a message. Or go to our website. Go to brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. Or go to godswar2020.com. There you can click a call button. It'll reach out to me by telephone. Or you can send us an email from that website also. You can leave a message for me, 805-314-2114. Or send me an email. God bless you. God bless America. I'll look forward to seeing you in church.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is, Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon.